Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 585 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, here's today's question from Daryl.
Hi, Pat. My name is Daryl Hall. I'm a regular listener of Smart Passive Income and AskPat. I'd like to thank you for everything that you do. I don't yet have an online business or any business for that matter, but it's something that I've always wanted to do and something I intend to do at some point in the future. And I'd like your opinion on whether or not I should use my somewhat famous name or not, and whether that's more of a positive or more of a negative or if it's neutral. I'd love your thoughts. Thanks.
Hey, Daryl, thank you so much for the question today. I think it's a very interesting question, actually, and one that's actually really important because a lot of us have names that other people have too. And the number one thing you want to do is stand out and be different. And I know a lot of people who have had names of famous people in the niche that they were getting into, and they've actually changed their name or actually used some variation of it so that they could have something unique. And I think this is a very smart thing to do. You don't ever want to try and piggyback off somebody else who has the same name, because you're always going to be second to them online in terms of search engine rankings and findings, and you don't want to have people be confused. You want people to know you for who you are and the value that you have to offer. The example I want to share with you is Sean Wess, which isn't actually his real name, but you could find him at seanwess.com, S-E-A-N-W-E-S.com. His real name is Sean McCabe, but in his space, in the creative space, Sean McCabe is a very famous creative who he wouldn't have been able to compete with, and it just made sense for him not to have that name. So he took the first part of his middle name, Wesley, and made Sean Wess. And that is actually a name that is a lot easier to spell than Sean McCabe, and just more memorable too, I feel. Not that a name has to be memorable before people know it, because people can get to know you and have it become memorable. So that's not as big of an issue. But Sean Wess is a name that is now known, and he is known for that. And I actually found this out when I did an interview with him, and it's on SPI TV. You could see it, episode 43. At the beginning, I say, "Hey, guys, I'm here with Sean Wess." And then my camera guy, Caleb, says, "His name's actually Sean McCabe." And I'm sitting there. We actually kept this in the video, and I'm like, "Wait, really? Can you, what?" And he's like, "Yeah, his real name is Sean McCabe, but he goes by Sean Wess." And Sean interrupts, and he tells me the story. And it was essentially because there was this other creative, Sean McCabe, in the space that he was in, and he wanted to be different. And I think it was a very smart move because it's worked out really, really well for him. So, Daryl, that's what I would recommend. It's more on the neutral to cautious side, not the kind of something that you should use to your advantage, I think. So that's my answer to your question, and I wish you all the best. Perhaps there's some variation of your name, or maybe just using an initial, or D Hall or Daryl H or DH, or I don't know. There's a lot of different ways to go about it, but I would avoid trying to piggyback off somebody else's name for sure. So thank you so much for your question. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I also want to thank everybody else out there who's asked a question, because the show wouldn't exist without you. So I appreciate you. Here's a quote to finish off the day, as I always share. And this quote today is from Scott Abel. That quote is, "Content. There is no easy button." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.